For the past 6 days, Venezuelans have been without power after a plant that provides electricity to the majority of the country stopped working. The blackout has escalated tensions in Venezuela, where citizens are increasingly going without food, water, and other basic supplies. And on Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced that the State Department would withdraw all of its remaining personnel from the Venezuelan embassy. Previously, the United States had kept diplomats in Caracas with the hopes of bolstering support for opposition leader Juan Guaido. How the move will affect U.S. policy in Venezuela going forward remains unclear. Joining us now from Venezuela is Andrew Rosati, a reporter for Bloomberg in Caracas. Andrew, we're speaking to you via phone, and that's why the sound quality is what it is, but also because of these ongoing blackouts, so we appreciate that. What's the scene like there today?
Parts of Caracas and parts of the country are still without power after the lights went out last Thursday. Much of it in the capital has come back, though, and people are starting to go back to their lives, you know, taking stock of rotting food, trying to get water and gasoline. There's still a big sense of confusion in the city and a big sense of frustration for many as the lights have not gone back on. The big issue now in Caracas is because the power is back but not strong enough, the water pumps that bring water to the city are not functioning at full capacity. So there are thousands and thousands of Venezuelans without water. Yesterday, all across the city, you could see people with jugs going to mountainside springs and bursted pipes trying to find water either to use for bathing purposes or flush toilets. But the big fear now is not just lights, but how they're going to get water moving forward. Because when the lights went out, many of these residents wouldn't have any other services either.
On Tuesday, Venezuela's chief prosecutor announced that they would investigate whether or not Juan Guaido, the opposition leader, played a role in these power outages. Andrew, is this political, and as are so many things happening in Venezuela today, or is there a reason to believe that Guaido could have been behind the power outages?
The hard part about figuring out the source of problems in Venezuela is that every time there is a infrastructure or economical or health problem, the ruling government here often blames sabotage or foul play by its opponents. To be clear, power outages are very common in Venezuela, especially in the interior of the country. There are major cities in Venezuela that the lights go out for hours, if not a day at a time. And the same thing with running water. It's always on the fritz here. But this blackout, there's nothing that in living memory has been anywhere close to this, where so much of the country has been plunged into darkness. But many Venezuelans I speak to on the ground are very skeptical of this because for so long the government has struggled to keep the lights and the water running.
When there is a blackout, generally, after even a couple of hours, desperation starts to set in, Andrew. What are you seeing as far as, you mentioned the lack of water right now. Are Venezuelans safe?
This is a really big health issue right now. Again, Venezuela will, at major cities and in the capital, it's not uncommon for water to go on the fritz for days at a time, you know, and many Venezuelans, and myself included, will have some type of reserve system at a massive tank in my apartment. But because this has dragged on for so long, desperation is now setting in. But even so, as this is dragging on, tempers are rising. We're seeing sporadic protests across Caracas. Residents are blocking major highways and roadways. Some cases burning tires. You know, the response to this has been sending water trucks out through the city, and the government has promised that the water and full power will be restored shortly. So the scenes across Caracas were almost heartbreaking yesterday. You see everywhere you see, you see people covering, you know, water jugs with them or strapped to the back of motorcycles or flatbed trucks. Just, no one has a sense when this will be restored. The government said that power was supposed to be restored yesterday, but they extended the wait period up for another 3 days. So there's a sense of skepticism, frustration, and again, desperation.
Andrew, we mentioned at the top of the segment that the United States had decided to withdraw U.S. diplomats from Venezuela this week. Secretary Pompeo on Twitter said that the presence of U.S. diplomatic staff at the embassy has become a constraint on U.S. policy. Can you give us a sense of what Secretary Pompeo means, and what does it mean for the United States to make this withdrawal now?
President Trump and the State Department have repeatedly said that all options are on the table. Now, what a constraint on having diplomatic staff here is not yet clear. There is one answer that could be is that it is becoming very hard to live in Venezuela at this point. And areas without generators are completely left on their own. You know, people are putting their children to bed by candlelight every night. If you don't have a direct gas line, cooking becomes a huge issue. Even those who have generators now, whether it be hospitals, hotels, restaurants, you know, the big issue now is diesel fuel, and then now water to cool the engines down. So everything is becoming unstable. So some analysts believe that it's just simply too hard to keep U.S. diplomats in Venezuela. The other is that there could be an escalation in U.S. policy moving forward. You know, whether there a tightening up of sanctions. Already the U.S. has sanctions on Venezuela's all-important oil industry, but it's not yet a full embargo, like similar to what is happening in Cuba. President Trump and members of the State Department, the National Security Advisors, have repeatedly said that all options on the table. And so if there could be there's a fear for many that there's some military action could be in the future, even though we've seen denials by some members.
Andrew Rosati is a reporter for Bloomberg based in Caracas. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.